old and how thrifty. And of course, Germany's not all that big in comparison with the United States, but he said it was when he was over there, said it was a common thing that they used human fertilizer, and they would use a type of hay, you know, grass, and they would lay just like people now are going in for this organic gardening, you know, and by using the animal fertilizers and green manures, you know, they would, he said the German people actually use human waste, you know, and lay a straw and then lay a human waste, you know, and lay a straw and they'd use that, let it rot, you know, and use it to fertilize.
I'm not sure how good that is. It can be good, but then if you process that too early, you can have a lot of waste, you know, a lot of problems, yeah. Disease, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really be careful with it.
I'll tell you, I heard about something this year. Of course, I've always been interested in growing things, you know, pot plants and rootings, cuttings and such as that. But I heard something about, now I was, I've got a shredder and I cut up all my leaves and make mulch, compost, you know, for my flowers and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard something this past year that I'm going to try. I've used various fertilizers, what I mean, the commercial fertilizers. I've used the cow manure, you know, and horse and chicken and such as that. And like I said, I know from having made compost, you can take leaves and cut them up, use a little cow manure, you know, and almost any kind of manure, you know, and lay it in layers, see. And by using a layer of vegetation, you know, and a layer of manure, you can actually have compost in days, less than a month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read about different things, and the fact of the business is I've tried it and it works. And because of the fact that when you lay it in layers like that, that heat from the fertilizer, you know, will get up to 150 degrees. And it'll cook that grass or leaves or, you know, and it causes deterioration and breakdown, you know, faster than just normal rotting process, you see. And it really helps your garden, what I mean, your soil, especially down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find that your earthworms will live in that soil, you know, and refertilize, see.
Yeah.
And but anyhow, to get back, we have to wait down here until after the frost, you know, last frost to plant and to set out plants. But there's a fellow over here that's in Grand Bay, which is, you know, right 15 minutes away, you know, and I got a brother-in-law that's retired from the Air Force. He's bought him a place and retired over there. He's kind of a weekend farmer, you know, he's got a few acres of land. Anyhow, he said this old man that's owned about 2,000 acres over there, he's turned it over to his four sons, and he just got him a little old tiller, you know, and plants about an acre and a half just for a family garden.
Mm-hmm.
He said on May the 15th, he went over there this year. He said that old man had went and bought I don't know how many truckloads of commercial chicken.